Gospod Isus blagoslovio, opet smo ovdje, skupljeni. Polako se približavamo kraju našeg kampu, ali već smo vidjeli da je stvarno bilo obilno sejanje semena i vjerujemo da će i žrtva svega toga što je posejana biti blagoslovljena. Amen. I tako srećni smo što možemo biti ovdje još jednom, da se vidimo, da čujemo reč Božju. Ove posljednje dvije propovedi izgleda da će biti malo drugačije, znači propovedat će se na srpskom, a prevodit će se na engleski. A za tu svrhu, znači, pošto će brat Jonathan da prevodi, znači, oni koji ne razumeju niti srpski, a imat će prevodioca za engleski ili za srpski, znači, neka se grupišu tamo negdje pozadi, znači braće iz Rumunije koji ne razumiju tako, imat će brata Luku koji će im prevoditi sa srpskog na rumunski. I oni će sesti negdje pozadi tamo najbolje. I znači braća iz Poljske ili ne znam odakle još, da li ima još nekog iz Češke ili Slovačke, Poljske, znači vjerojatno će brat Željko ili neko drugi prevoditi na češki. Znači isto tako neće smetati jedan drugome, ali eto da budemo spremni, da se ne uznemiravate ako čujete neke glasove. To je samo da bi svi razumjeli šta će biti propovedano. I želimo još više da otvorimo naša srca. Očekujemo da uvek Bog do kraja ostane veren, da svačiju želju, svačiju potrebu vidi i nagradi vjeru svakog čovjeka. Tako da želimo biti istareni do kraja. Možda neko ima pitanje u svom srcu, možda neko čeka na Boga neki način da dobije odgovore. Bog želi da vam govori. On možda govori i nemački, i srpski, i engleski, kako god već, ali vi samo otvorite vaše srca. Znači, želimo do kraja biti spremni na Boga i da je sve moguće. I da je Bogu sve moguće i da je nama sve moguće, jel' tako? I tako, dok ne dođe do propovedanja reči, želimo opet otvoriti naša srca za slavljanje, da pevamo pesme, da se molimo i vjerujemo da će nas Sveti Duh pohoditi onako kako je njegova volja. Amen. Možemo reći kao Marija, neka nam bude prema tvoje reči. Amen. Možemo ga proslaviti.
I u svemu ja ruku Božju gledam. znam da Bog za mene ima puno.
Haleluja.
Ja znam da Bog za mene ima
love.
Jane.
Onaj
Hvalimo Gospode stvarno što si tako dobar prema nama. Amen. A je zamolio braća Jošu neka dođe da spovede u molitvu. Haleluja. Slava ti Gospode. Amen. Haleluja. Moli se. Amen. Haleluja.
Možemo pognu glave. Sve uće Bože, ona sada tvoje prisutnosti. Hvala ti Bože za ovu mogućnost da smo se mogli skupiti zajedno, slušati tvoju riječ. Hvala ti Uće za svaki dan. Hvala ti za riječ, za obećanja, za baštinu koju su nam dali. Hvala ti za propovjednike i braću. Blagoslovi brata Dragomira. Pomogni mu sve moguće Bože, pomaži ga, molim te. Pomogni i oni u prevodu i nas slušatelji. Predajmo se u tvoje svete, moćne ruke i molim ovu molitvu u Isusovom imenu. Amen.
Sve želimo da radimo u njegovom imenu. Amen. Jovan bi u duhu, možete sestiti. Jovan bi u duhu dana Gospodnjeg. Amen.
Neka vas Gospod blagoslovi, braće i sestre. Češimo se da možemo biti među vama.
Srećni smo što možemo biti među vama.
Veoma smo srećni.
Jako smo srećni.
a prinašamo joj pozdrav iz našeg zbora.
I donosimo pozdrav iz naše zajednice.
Centralnego Polska.
Iz centralne Poljske.
Pan vas žegna.
Neka vas Gospod blagoslovi.
Chceme zašpjevati dve pesmi.
Želimo da otpevamo dve pesme.
Menje jesteśmy dobrzy śpiewacy.
Mi baš nismo neki dobri pjevači.
Tak nam prepačte.
Tako oprostite nam.
Kiedy bude nejaká falošná nota.
Ako bude nekaj pogrešná nota.
Ale chceme všetko urobiť na chvalu našeho Pana Ježiša Krista.
Ale sve želimo činiti na slavu našeg Gospoda Isusa Krista.
Pán vás žehna.
Neka vás Gospod blagoslovi.
Rzucili klątwy i przysięgi, tych, co Ocien stali już synami dnia. Pan Jezus mieli sługami swoimi, synami swymi już nazywali. I każdej chwili biesiaduje z nimi i tymi słowy zapytuje ich. I ujesz mnie, mój sługo, pytam Ciebie, miłujesz tak, jak ja miłuję Cię. Miłujesz mnie, bo ja miłując Ciebie, z mych niebios tu na ziemię zniżył się. Miłując mnie, masz rzucić próżne słowa i nie obawiać niczym bliźnich swych. Miłując mnie, ma być ta czysta mowa i światło dnia w wszystkich słowach Twych. Nie, mój sługo, pytam Ciebie, miłujesz mnie Ty całym sercem swym. Miłujesz tak, jak ja dla Ciebie dałem się pojmać w ręce z bólu swym. Miłując mnie, masz być w uczynkach moich, miłując mnie, masz naśladować mnie. Solą być u świata bliźnich swoich, do Twojej śmierci Twoje wszystkie dnie. Miłujesz mnie, mój sługo, pytam Ciebie, miłujesz więcej mnie niż życie swe. Miłujesz mnie, bo ja miłując Ciebie, na krzyż boleści oddał życie swe.
Želeo da bude i prevod, da znate o čemu peva i stvarno divan tekst, amen. On je Jehova, Bog sve mogući, amen.
Ja sam još jednu pesmu, onda se još prava. Posle prevodi.
On je Jehova, Bog sve mogući, on je oh.
i veličanstven.
The reason that God let it is the one and it's precious.
Hoćete da ga čujete?
Do you want to hear it?
Čućete ga. Zato što je vaše ime bilo zapisano u Jagnjetovoj knjizi života pre postanka sveta.
Yes, because your name was written in the last book of life before the foundation of the world.
I to je potpuna istina.
And that's the truth.
Imate razne ljude koji su pristupili Gospodu Isusu kad je on otkrivao tajne srca.
You have a different people that came to the Lord Jesus when he was revealing the mysteries of the heart.
Natanael je video mesijanski znak.
Natanael saw the messianic sign.
I rekao je, ti si svetac.
And he said, you are the saint.
No, Bogu on to jeste.
That's the truth, he is.
Rekao je, ti si car Izraela.
He said, you are the king of Israel.
Slava Bogu, on to jeste.
And glory to God, he is.
Mi smo učinili još veću stvar, zato što vi niste vidjeli Viljama Brahama, ali vi verujete u njegu.
We have done greater thing. We haven't seen the William Braham, but we have done the same.
A Gospod Isus je rekao, blagosloveni su oni koji ne vide, a veruju.
Lord Jesus said that the, those who don't see and believe are much more blessed.
Vi ste čuli službu svedočanstva o njemu.
You have heard the witnesses and testimony about him.
Vi ste čuli Božije svedoke koji su propovedali o tome.
You have heard the God's witnesses who preached about that.
I na osnovu njihovog svedočanstva vi ste poverovali.
And based on their testimony you believe.
I pod većim ste blagoslovom nego oni koji su bili na njegovim službama i videli.
You are more blessed than those who were on his services.
Kada pogledate sve ostale ljude u evanđeljima koji su zapisani, vidjeli su mesijanski znak.
When you see all other people in the gospel, they saw the messianic sign.
Petar.
Peter.
Žena kod studenca.
Woman at the well.
Svi su oni bili izabrani.
All of them was elected.
Onaj koji čuje moj glas.
He that heard my voice.
Prorok je govorio u crkvenim dobima.
Prophet was telling in the church ages.
U svakom dobu postoji samo jedna određena grupa ljudi koja ima sposobnost da čuje Boga.
In every age there is only one group of people that is able to hear God.
Postoji samo jedna grupa ljudi koja može da primi otkrivenje.
Only one group of people can receive a revelation.
Ostali će to promašiti.
The others will fail.
Razlog zašto vi to niste promašili?
The reason you haven't failed it.
Zato razlog zašto ste dobili otkrivenje?
The reason you received the revelation.
Je taj što je vaše ime bilo zapisano u Jagu.
Because your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
I budući da je vaše ime bilo zapisano u nebesima.
And because your name was written in the heavens.
Bog se otkrio vam.
God revealed to you.
I vidite, mi naše duhovno iskustvo moramo graditi korak po korak.
And you can see, we have to build our spiritual experience step by step.
Ako smo poverovali u glasnika i njegovu službu.
If we believe the messenger and his servant, his ministry.
Onda načinimo i sljedeći korak.
Let us make the next step.
Izabrani ne mogu biti prevareni, zato vi znate istinu.
The elected cannot be deceived, and that's why you know this truth.
To je razlog zašto je otkrivenje došlo u naš život.
And that's the reason the revelation came in our life.
I mi veoma često govorimo o učenjima brata Braham.
And we speak about teachings of brother Braham very often.
Imamo otkrivenje 10:7.
We have the revelation 10:7.
U dane glasa sedmog anđela.
In the days of the voice of seventh angel.
Završit će se tajna Božija.
The mystery of God will be finished.
I ona je završena.
And it is finished.
Da li to verujete?
You believe it.
Misterije su objavljene.
The mysteries are declared.
Pečati su otvoreni.
Seals are open.
Da li je nama potrebno ipak još neko otkrivenje?
Do we need another revelation?
Da li otkrivenje nama treba danas?
Do we need a revelation today?
Naravno da nam treba.
Of course.
Ali znate u čemu je stvar?
But do you know what's the thing?
U generaciji posle Jošua i Isusa Navina.
In the generation after the Joshua,
bila je grupa ljudi u vrijeme ranog, u vrijeme mladosti kralja Davida.
There was a group of people when King David was a young,
koja je bila napadnuta od Filistejaca.
And they were attacked by the Philistines.
Vidite, oni su živjeli na obećanoj zemlji.
You can see they live on the promised land.
Oni su bili pozvani da tu zemlju brane.
They were called to protect that land.
Oni su bili pozvani da se bore za zemlju.
They were called to fight for the land.
Pa ipak kada su bili suočeni sa ratom, oni nisu imali hrabrosti da pobede.
But when they faced the war, they were not courage enough to overcome.
Pojavio se jedan čovjek koji je bio Golijat i koji je izazvao ceo Izrael.
The Goliath appeared and he he provoked the whole Israel.
Rekao je, ko mene može savladati?
And he said, who can overcome me?
I podigao je ulog.
And he gave the prize.
Rekao je, ako said, neko mene može pobediti,
if somebody can overcome me,
onda će ceo moj narod biti vaše sluge.
Then the whole of my people will is going to be your servants.
A ako se nađe neko među vama,
but if there is somebody between you,
ko se usuđuje da se bori sa mnom,
who is courage enough to fight with me,
neka izađe.
Let him step forth.
Cena je bila zaista velika.
The price was big.
Ako bi neko uspeo da savlada Golijata, Izrael bi bio slobodan.
If somebody could overcome the Goliath, Israel would be free.
To su bili vernici.
That was the believers.
U sljedećoj generaciji.
In the next generation.
Kada su bili pod vodstvom i pomazanjem Isusa Navina,
when they was under the leadership and anointing of Joshua,
oni su kao nepobediva vojska,
they were like an overcoming army,
zauzimali deo po deo zemlje koju je Bog obećao Abrahamu, Isaku i Jakovu,
and they were taking part of by part of the land that God promised to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Niko ih nije mogao zaustaviti.
Nobody can could stop them.
Ali sada u sljedećoj generaciji.
But now in the next generation.
Oni formalno stoje na toj zemlji.
They are formally on that land.
Trebaju da je brane.
And they need to protect it.
A oni nemaju pomazanje i hrabrost za to rade.
But they haven't anointing to do that.
Vidite, to je jako zanimljiva stvar.
And you can see that's very
jer mi smo sljedeća generacija.
Because we are the next generation.
Mi se nalazimo iza službe Williama Branhama.
We are after the service and ministry of William Branham.
Da ste stajali tamo u Izraelu u to vreme,
if you would standing there in Israel in that time,
i da ste pitali nekoga da li ti veruješ,
and if you would like, if you ask somebody, do you believe,
da se vatreni stup pojavio Mojsiju,
that the pillar of fire appeared to the Moses,
rekao bi slava Bogu,
he would say, glory to God.
Da li ti veruješ da su sa Mojsijem prošli kroz Crveno more?
Do you believe that they passed through the Red Sea with Moses?
Rekao bi slava Bogu, ja to svim srcem verujem.
He would say, glory to God, I believe it.
Da li veruješ da je proročica Miriam pevala kada su prošli kroz Crveno more?
Do you believe that prophecies Miriam was singing after the Red Sea?
Rekao bi slava Bogu, i ja pevam.
He would say, glory to God, I'm singing also.
Da li veruješ da smo pod Jošom, Isusom Navinom prešli Jordan?
Do you believe that we passed the Jordan under Joshua?
Rekao bi, ja verujem, to su bili slavni dani Izraela.
He would say, I believe that was the glorious days of Israel.
I da ste mu postavili pitanje.
And if you would ask him,
zašto ne izađeš i ne suprotaviš se Golijatu?
Why don't you step forth and go before the Goliath?
Ne znam zaista kakav bi vam odgovor dao.
I cannot imagine his answer.
Ali ostavimo njih, govorimo o nama danas.
But let us leave them, let us speak about us today.
Spomenuo učenja brata Abrahama.
Why did I, the reason I mentioned the teachings of Brother Branham?
Kad bi ja većinu ljudi pitao da li vi znate da mi nešto kažete o predodređenju, vi bi znali puno toga da mi kaže.
If I would ask a majority of people, can you tell me something about the predestination, they could tell a lot, they would be able to tell a lot.
Da li znate da mi kažete nešto o opravdanju, posvećenju i krštenju Svetim Duhom?
Can you tell me something about the justification, sanctification and baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Ja bih čuo puno lepih stvari od vas.
I could hear many nice things from you.
Da mi pitate, da vas pitam nešto o zmijinom semenu, čuo bih veoma lepe stvari od vas.
If I would ask about the serpent seed, I could hear nice things from you.
Znate, mi znamo doktrinu, mi znamo učenje i treba da ga znamo, slava Bogu.
You know, we know the teaching, we know the doctrine and glory to God, we should know it.
Znate, to nije razlog zašto je brat Abraham propovedao.
But you know, that's not the reason why brother Abraham preached.
On nije došao da obnovi originalno znanje, ne samo to.
He was not coming here to restore the original knowledge, not only that.
On je došao da obnovi veru.
He came to restore the faith.
I zato učenje o predodređenju neće vama značiti baš ništa.
That's why the teaching about the predestination will not mean to you nothing.
Dok istinsko otkrivenje Svetim Duhom,
until the real revelation by the Holy Spirit,
ne dođe u vašu dušu,
come into your heart, in your
soul, i dok ne kažete,
and until you say,
Bože, ti si mene izabrao pre postanka sveta.
Lord, you have called me and elected me before the
ja sam izabrana osoba.
Foundation of the world. I'm elected.
Ja to verujem.
I believe that.
I tada vi možete reći, ja imam otkrivenje.
And then you can say, I have a revelation.
Uopšteno znanje o tome,
only knowledge,
neće puno pomoći.
General knowledge about that will not help.
Ali kada zaista istinski Sveti Duh dođe u vas,
but when the Holy Spirit really comes into you,
vi ćete reći ono što je rekao brat Branham.
You will say the same thing that brother Branham said.
Ljudi su ga pitali, brate Brahame, zar će samo 700 ljudi biti uz veselje?
People asked Brother Branham, is there going only to in the rapture, is there going to be only 700 people?
Također su ga pitali još jednom, da li ti znaš da ćeš ti biti uznesen?
They asked him also, are you sure that you are going to be in the rapture?
Prorok je rekao, ja to ne znam, ja to verujem.
Prophet said, I don't know that, I believe that.
Ja verujem da ću biti uznesen.
I believe that I'm going to be in the rapture.
I on je rekao, ako cijela crkva izneveri.
And he said, if the whole church fails.
Ako cijel svijet izneveri.
If the whole world fails.
Ako sva braća i sestre izneveri.
If all the brothers and sisters fails.
Ako svi odu formalizam i odreknu se vere.
If everybody goes to become formal and deny the faith.
Ja neću izneveriti nikada.
I will not fail, not, never.
Zato što sam ja taj koji veruje.
Because I'm the one that believe.
I to je razlog.
And that's the reason.
To je razlog kako je prorok postavio te stvari.
And that's the reason and the way the prophet put those things.
Mnogi ljudi izgube svoje izlečenje, ako ćemo pričati malo i na tu temu.
Many people lose their healing if we are going to speak about that.
Zato što imaju uopštenu doktrinu.
Because they have a general doctrine.
Oni znaju da Bog leči.
They know that God heals.
Oni znaju da je Bog veliki lekar.
And they know that God is a great healer.
Oni znaju da je žena dodirnula Isusove haljine i bila izlečena.
They know that woman touched the garments of Jesus and was healed.
Ali ne dobiju izlečenje.
But they don't get the healing.
Zato što ga ne prime na ličnoj osnovi.
Because they don't receive it on a personal basis.
I zato prorok kaže kada Sveti Duh jednom dođe u vas.
That's the reason prophet said when Holy Spirit comes to you.
I otkrije vam da je to za vas.
And then he reveals it to you that it is for you.
Ništa na ovom svetu neće promijeniti vaš um u vezi toga.
Nothing can change your mind about that.
Mnogi ljudi koji su bolesni kažu da je brat Branham ovdje.
Many people that which are sick say if Brother Branham was here.
Bilo bi lakše da se dođe do izlečenja.
It would be easier to come to the healing.
Ali ja ću to večeras malo promijeniti.
And I will change it to this evening.
I reći kada bi vi imali veru ljudi koji su vjerovali u dane brata Brahama i vi bi bili izlečeni na istinu.
I would say if you would have a faith same as the people in the Brother Branham's day, you would be also healed.
Potrebna je vera.
We need faith.
Naša sestra za koju smo se jutro molili.
Our sister we prayed for yesterday.
Ima problema sa zdravljem.
She has problems with her with her health.
Postoji samo jedna stvar koja će vas izlečiti.
And only one thing is going to heal you.
Vaša vlastita vera u Isusa
Hrista. Your own faith in Jesus Christ.
Ne polaganje ruke nekoga brata.
Not laying of the hands of some brothers.
Ne dar koji ima neki brat.
Not the gift that brother has.
Već vaša vlastita vera u ono što Isus Hristu radi.
But your own faith in that what Jesus Christ did for you.
Znate, kod božanskog izlečenja potrebno je ostaviti depresiju i teške misli.
You know, when we are talking about divine healing, you should leave the depression and bad thoughts.
Moramo se boriti.
We have to fight.
Vidite, Job je govorio, ono čega sam se bojao, to je došlo na mene.
Job said, the thing I was afraid of came to me.
I postupite isto onako kako je postupio nepokretni mladić u danu brata Braham.
And you should do the same thing that the boy, which was sick and was not able to walk, did in Brother Branham's days.
Mislim da nije mogao čak ni glavu pomeriti.
I think that he was not even able to move his head.
Došao je pred proroka, prorok se molio.
He came to the prophet and prophet was praying.
Video je viziju o njegovom životu.
He saw the vision about his life.
Rekao je njegovo ime i njegov život i odakle dolazi.
He told him his name and his life and where he is coming from.
Mladić je rekao, brate, sve to u redu i to je istina.
The young man said, brother, that's okay and that's the truth.
Ali šta je sa mojim izlečenjem?
But what about my healing?
Prorok je rekao, sine, ja te ne mogu izlečiti.
Prophet said, my son, I can't heal you.
Isus Hrist te izlečio na Golgotu.
Jesus Christ healed you on the Golgotha, on Calvary.
Veruj i ispovedaj to.
Confess it and believe it.
I on je svima govorio dok je bio u tim invalidskim kolicima, čak ni glavu nije pomerao.
While he was in a wheelchair, he was speaking to everybody.
Isus ovim ranama, ja sam izlečen.
By Jesus wounds, I'm healed.
I dolazili su denominacijski propovednici.
And the denominational preachers were coming.
I govorili su da si izlečen, ti bi bio zdrav.
They said, if you were healed, you will be well.
Čak su rekli, nemoj huliti na Boga.
They even said, don't blaspheme.
Znate što im je odgovorio?
Do you know what he told them?
Da imate i malo ljubavi o kojoj pričate.
If you would have a small amount of love you are talking about,
ne bi mi oduzimali posljednju nadu koju imam.
You wouldn't take me the last hope I have.
Njegovim ranama ja sam izlečen.
By his wounds I'm healed.
I kada je to izgovorio,
and when he said that,
pred njima ustao je iz invalidskih kolica.
He stood up before them from the wheelchair.
Radite istu stvar koju on uradi.
Do the same thing he did.
Znate, čak i da je to lažna nada.
Even if it was the false hope, but it is not.
Uhvatite se te nade i veri.
Take it, that hope and that faith.
I recite tu istu stvar, njegovim ranama ja sam izlečena osoba.
And say the same thing, by his stripes I'm healed.
I bit ćete izlečeni.
You are going to be healed.
Bog će potvrditi svoju reč.
God will prove his word.
Nama je potrebno da napravimo hrabar iskorak.
We need to make a courage step.
Pojavio se jedan hrabri mladi čovjek.
Young man with a courage appeared.
Po imenu David.
His name was David.
I došao i rekao, ja ću danas.
And he said, I'm going to today
biti predstavnik Izraela u ovoj velikoj borbi.
To represent Israel in this great fight.
Ja ću se danas boriti za Izrael.
I am going to fight today for Israel.
Ako niko to neće da uradi, ja ću to uraditi.
If nobody wants to do that, I'm going to do that.
I znate što, ne treba mi vaša ratna oprema.
And you know what? I don't need your war garment.
Ne treba mi vaša ratna obuka.
I don't need your war education.
Ne treba mi vaše znanje, ne treba mi ništa od toga, dovoljna je ova bratska.
I don't need your knowledge, nothing. It's this sling. It's enough.
I bilo je više nego dovoljno.
And it was more than enough.
To je bio jedan hrabri mladić koji iskoračio napred i rekao, ja verujem da je naš Bog isti juče, danas i za uvek.
And that was a young man with the courage. He said, I believe that our Lord is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Napravio je taj snažan iskorak.
He made the strong step.
I nama su danas potrebni ljudi snažne vere.
And we need today the people with a strong faith.
Nama su potrebni ljudi koji će reći, ja sam izabran od Boga.
And we need the people that are going to say, I am elected from God.
Moje ime je bilo zapisano u Jagnjetovoj knjizi života pre postanka sveta.
My name was written in Lamb's Book of
ja
the Life.
Ja sam bio u Bogu.
I was in God.
Ja se vraćam Bogu.
And I was in God and I'm going back to God.
Ja manifestujem Boga na ovoj zemlji.
I'm manifesting God here on earth.
Yes. Ja sam izabran da uzmeste.
And I am elected for the rapture.
Vidite, kada se Bog obraća ljudima.
You can see when God speaks to the man.
Njegova obećanja zvuče neverovatno.
His promises seems to be hard to believe.
On je došao Abrahamu i rekao, načinio sam te ocem mnogih naroda.
He said to the Abraham, I made you the father of many nations.
Načinio sam.
I have made you.
I ti ćeš biti otac.
And you are going to be a father.
I Sara koja je nerokinja, ona će biti majka.
And Sarah is going to be a mother.
I Abraham pismo kaže je poverovao Bogu.
And the scripture says that Abraham believed.
I Bog mu je to uračunao u pravo.
And God encountered that to him for the righteousness.
Znate, neke stvari koje Abraham preživio, preživljavamo i mi.
You know some things that Abraham lived, we are living also.
U 12. glavi postanka.
In the 12th chapter of Genesis.
Bog je rekao, Bog je rekao Abrahamu.
God said to the Abraham.
Ja sam Bog svemogući.
I'm God Almighty.
Izađi iz doma svoga oca.
Go from your father's.
Idi u zemlju koju ću ti ja pokazati.
And go to the land that I'm going to show you.
I Abraham se odvojio od Babilona.
And Abraham separated.
Bog se pokazao Abraham.
God appeared to Abraham.
I Abraham se odvojio od Babilona.
And Abraham separated from Babylon.
Prorok kasnije Hosea kaže, Abraham je bio samo jedan Haldejac.
Hosea, the prophet says, Abraham was only Chaldean.
Govoreći Izraelu, vaš otac je bio Haldejac.
Saying to Israel, your father was Chaldean.
I zato što je Haldejac, znači Babilonac.
You know what the Chaldean means from Babylon.
On je bio deo te religije.
He was the part of that religion.
On je bio deo Babilona.
He was the part of the Babylon.
Ali Bog mu se pokazao.
But God appeared to him.
I rekao je, sada napusti zemlju svoga oca.
And said to him, leave.
I dođi na zemlju koju ću ti ja pokazati.
The land of your father and go to the land that I'm going to show you.
Bog se i nama pokazao.
God appeared to us also.
Bog se nama pokazao u liku svoga proroka.
And he appeared to us in the form of his prophet.
Vi znate da Bog menja maske, ali nikada svoju prirodu.
You know that God can change a mask, but never he can change his nature.
I u ovoj generaciji on se pokazao nama u liku Williama Branhama, svoga proroka.
And in this generation he appeared to us in the form of the William Branham, his prophet.
I kada nam je prorok progovorio, on je rekao, napustite Vavilo.
And when the prophet told us, he said, leave the Babylon.
I krenite u zemlju koju ću ja vama pokazati.
Go to the land that I'm going to show you.
U 15. glavi se Bog pojavljuje Abrahamu i kaže, načinio sam te ocem mnogih naroda i tvoj potomstvo će biti kao zvezda na nebu.
In the chapter 15 he said, I made you the father of many nations and your seed is going to be like a stars.
I pismo kaže,
and the scripture says,
Abraham je verovao Bogu.
Abraham believed God.
I Bog mu je to uračunao u pravdu.
And God counted that to him for the righteousness.
I svaki put milenijuma kada se propoveda o tome,
and every time when it is preached about that,
to je jedan čin koji on učinio, čin vere.
That's the step or thing that he did, the thing in faith.
O kome je Pavle govorio u poslanici Rimljanima, 4. glava.
Act of faith that Paul speak about in Ephesians.
Bog je opravdao Abrahama zbog njegove vere.
God made, in Hebrews, God made Abraham righteous because of his faith.
Da li ste razmišljali šta je Boga navelo na jednu takvu reakciju?
Do you think about what made God to do that?
Bog je dao Abrahamu obećanje.
God gave to Abraham the promise.
I Abraham je poverovao u to obećanje.
And Abraham believed that promise.
Kada je došao prorok ili Bog u liku svoga proroka,
and when God came in the form of the prophet,
on je rekao, krenite za mnom.
He said, go, follow me.
Napustite Babilon.
Leave the Babylon.
I ja ću vas odvesti u uznesenje.
And I will take you to the rapture.
Kada je Abraham poverovao, bio je opravdan.
When Abraham believed, he was justified.
To znači da su mu svi grijesi bili oprošteni.
That means that all of his sins were forgiven.
I mnogo više nego oprošteni, Bog je to izbacio iz svoga sećanja.
And more than forgiven, God forgot it.
Zašto je Bog to uradio?
Why did God do that?
Zato što je izrekao svoje obećanje Abrahamu, Abraham je to verovao.
Because he said the promise and Abraham believed it.
Bog je izrekao vama obećanje uznesenja.
God told you the promise of the rapture.
I kada ste vi uradili istu stvar kao otac vere Abraham, poverovali u to obećanje.
And when you did the same thing that Abraham, the father of faith, did.
Nalazite
believe,
se u istom opravdanom stanju pred Bogom.
You are in the same justified state before God.
Znači, da je Bog
that God
zaboravio sve vaše grehe.
Forgot all your sins.
To znači da ih nikada niste ni učinili.
Which means that you never did it.
I to je stvar koju treba da verujete.
And that's the thing you should believe.
Da li je istina to o čemu govorimo?
Is it true?
Da li su vam gresi oprošteni? Da li ih je Bog izbacio iz svoga sećanja?
Did God forgot them?
Da on to jeste uradio.
If he did that,
on je nas opravdao.
Yes, he did that. He justified us.
I pismo kaže, opravdani verom imamo mir sa Bogom.
And the scripture says, justified by faith, we have peace with God.
Mi sada povećavamo našu veru.
We are now enlarging our faith.
Idemo polako ka veri za uznesenje.
We are increasing our faith, going to the faith for the rapture.
I sada ćemo doći do stvari koje su veoma značajne nama za ovo vreme u kojem živimo.
And we are now going to touch the things that are very important for us in this time.
Svaki put kada se Bog pojavio ljudima na bilo koji način,
every time that when the God appears to the man, no matter the form,
ljudi su bili,
the people were,
ili osjećali su,
or they felt,
i vidjeli su svoju grešnost,
and they saw that they are sinners.
Kasnije kada budete sami, možete to čitati u Isaiji 6. glava.
You can read it in Isaiah 6th chapter.
Izaja je imao viziju.
He had a vision.
Video je Gospoda na prestolu.
He saw the Lord on the throne.
I prva stvar koju je rekao,
and the first thing he said,
ja sam čovjek nečistih usana.
I am the man with the dirty lips.
Koji živi usred naroda nečistih usana.
Living among the people with the dirty lips.
I svaki put kada ste u prisutnosti Božjoj,
and every time when you are in the presence of the Lord,
vi ćete vidjeti da ste nedostojni.
You will see that you are unworthy.
Mnogi ljudi danas osjećaju teret svog lošeg karaktera.
Many people today feel the burden of their bad character.
Ali to je najbolji znak da ste u prisutnosti Božjoj.
And but that's the best sign that you are in the presence of the Lord.
Da ste daleko od Gospoda,
if you were far away from the Lord,
vi bi bili samo pravedni.
You would be self-righteous.
Vi bi rekli, Gospode, ja sam verni.
you would say, Lord, I'm a believer.
Ja sam dobra osoba.
I'm a good person.
Ali kada zaista dođete u Božju prisutnost,
but when you really come to the presence of the Lord,
vi ćete vidjeti sve vaše mane.
You will see all your sins.
Baš onako kako ih je Isaija vidio.
The same way that Isaiah saw them.
Rav Rahan kaže da je on bio prorok koji je bio zaštićen do toga vremena.
But Rahan said that he was a prophet that was protected from that time.
I da je sve u svemu bio jedan dobar mali mladić, dobar momak.
That he was a good boy.
Ali u prisutnosti Božjoj.
But in the presence of the Lord.
Više nije imao takav stav o sebi.
He wasn't thinking the same way about himself anymore.
U prisutnosti Božjoj osjećao se toliko nedostojan.
In the presence of the Lord he felt so unworthy.
Da je povikao.
So he cried.
Ja sam čovjek nečistih usana.
I am a man of dirty limbs.
I živim usred naroda nečistih.
And I live in the, amongst the people with the dirty lips.
Veoma važna stvar.
Very important thing.
Znate, kada smo mi opravdani, grijesi su nam oprošteni.
When we are justified, our sins are forgiven.
Ali sada ćemo govoriti o posvećenju i okruštenju Svetim Duhom.
But now we are going to speak about the sanctification and the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
I želim posebno da vam večeras naglasim jednu stvar za koju mislim da je veoma važno za trenutak u kome se nalazi.
And I want to emphasize one thing to this evening, which I think is very important for the time we are living in.
Zato sam rekao, govorit ćemo o našim sadašnjim duhovnim iskustvima.
So that's why I told you we are going to speak about our present spiritual experiences.
Vi ste čuli da je brat Gert govorio o ispovedanju vere.
You have heard that brother Gert was speaking about the confessing in faith.
I nekada mi govorimo na drugi način ono što Biblija kaže.
And sometimes we are speaking differently than the Bible says.
Na primjer, Biblija je govorila o apostolima.
For example, Bible was telling us about the disciples.
Brat Abraham govori i kaže danas mi također imamo apostole.
But Abraham says today we have also disciples or apostles.
Samo ih nazivamo misionarima.
But we call them missionaries.
I to je potpuno jedan drugi naziv za istu stvar.
That's the different name for the same thing.
I brat Abraham je govorio o ispovedanju vere.
And brother Abraham was telling us about confessing in faith.
I rekao je da će Bog podrediti naše telo našem ispovedanju.
And he said that God is going to surrender our body to our confession.
Ali kada to nađemo, dođemo do biblijske terminologije, mi vidimo da ono što mi nazivamo ispovedanjem.
But when we come to the Bible, we see that those things that we call confession,
Biblija naziva molitvom vere.
Bible calls a prayer of faith.
Znači, ispovedanje je vrsta molitve.
So confession is a form of the prayer.
Kada se ljudi verom obraćaju Gospodu Isusu.
When people talk in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I želim da naglasim ovu stvar.
I want to emphasize this thing.
Da bi ispovedanje bilo delotvorno.
If we want to make our confession to work,
njemu mora prethoditi pokajanje.
There has to be repentance first.
Pokajanje koje je učinjeno,
repentance,
je suštinski važna stvar.
Is very important.
Daću vam primjer brata Abrahama.
I'll give you example of brother Abraham.
Iz njegovog života i službe.
From his ministry and his life.
Jučer smo razgovarali o tome.
Yesterday we were talking about that.
Ali jedna sestra u to vrijeme, jedna žena je bila bolesna od raka.
In that time, one sister, one woman was sick, having cancer.
I ne samo to, nego je imala i mentalne, psihičke smetnje, išla je kod psihijatra.
Not even that, she has also mental problems.
Došla je do proroka.
She came to the prophet.
Mislim da su se pre toga neki ljudi molili za nju, neka braća također.
I think that some people, some brothers were praying for her before that.
Ali pošto se stanje nije popravljalo.
But her condition was not going to be better.
Uradili su jedino što su mogli, došli do brata Abraham.
They did the only thing that they could. They came to brother Abraham.
Abraham se molio i u stvari mislim dok je razgovarao sa tom osobom.
And while brother Abraham was talking with that person,
došla je vizija.
The vision came.
I rekao je, gospođo i sestro.
He said, sister,
vidim jedna kola.
I saw a car.
I vidim da ste vi učinili preljubu u svome životu.
And I saw that you made adultery in your life.
I ona je rekla, nemoj mi govoriti o tome.
She said, don't speak about that.
Ja ne želim da čujem da mi ti govoriš o tome.
I don't want to listen you speaking about that.
Ja sam to priznala Bogu.
I confess it to the Lord.
Prorok je rekao, vi ste to priznali Bogu, ali niste svome mužu. Njemu ste dali zavet da ćete mu biti verni.
prophet said, you confess it to the Lord, but not to your husband, but you promise to your husband that you are going to be faithful.
Ona rekla, ja to ne mogu da učinim.
She said, I can't do that.
Prorok je bio vrlo određen, ja sam završio sam.
Prophet was very straight, he said, I finished with you.
Znate, da je ona stala pred oltar, you know, i da je priznala Isusa kao svoga iscelitelja,
if she would come to the altar and confess Jesus as a healer,
ona nikada ne bi bila izlečena.
She would never be healed.
Zato što je iskreno pokajanje izostalo.
Because the repentance was missing.
Mi moramo spojiti te dve stvari.
We have to connect those two things.
Mi moramo očistiti svoje duše kroz pokajanje.
We have to clean our souls through repentance.
I onda ispovedati veru da je
and on naš confess that he is our healer.
I kada mi učinimo tu stvar,
and when we do that thing,
Bog će učiniti i ispuniti svoje obećanje.
God will do and fulfill his promise.
Ali ako mi pokušamo da nađemo zaobilazni put,
but if we try to make way around,
i govorimo Isus je naš iscelitelj,
and if we say Jesus is our healer,
mi tražimo neki lakši put.
If we are trying to find an easier way,
naše ispovedanje će biti uzalud.
Our confession is going to be in vain.
Zato što nismo ispunili prethodni uslov.
Because we haven't fulfilled the condition that is before.
Nismo se pokajali.
We have not been repenting.
Sestra je izašla ili vernica koja je bila bolesna od raka izašla i krenula je niz stepenice, ali u svom očaju vratila se nazad ka proroku.
The sister went out, but because of her depression she turn around and went back to the prophet.
Brat Branham kaže, ja sam gospodje završio sa vama, prosto nemam šta više da vam kažem.
But Branham told the sister, I'm finished with you, I have nothing to say anymore.
I tada je došla još jedna vizija.
And then one vision came also.
I prorok je video da je njen muž
prophet saw
učinio istu stvar.
That her husband did the same thing.
Rekao, ali sestro, i vaš suprug ima vama nešto da prizna.
And he said, sister, your husband also has something to tell you, to confess to you.
Zatim su oboje otišli i pokajali se.
And then the both of them went and repented.
Vratili se i primili svoje izlečenje.
Came back and received their healing.
Zapamtite to, mi veoma često govorimo o ispovedanju. To jeste istina.
Remember that we speak very often about the confession, that's the truth.
Ali ispovedanje neće biti delotvorno na nepokajanu.
But if the confession will not have effect without repented soul.
Amen.
Pokajanje je uslov.
The repentance is condition.
Pokajanje je jedan od pet znakova crkve živoga Boga.
And that's the one of the five signs of the Church of the Living God.
Mi se moramo tim temeljnim stvarima vratiti.
We have to go back to those basic things.
Isto tako i pokajanje.
Also the repentance.
Bez ispovedanja vere će biti nedelotvorno.
Without confessing in faith is going to be without effect.
Mi nalazimo ljude koji se stalno kaju.
We can find the people that repent are repenting all the time.
Koji stalno priznaju svoje greške.
They are confessing their sins all the time.
Vidite, Bog je rekao pokajte se.
We can see God said confess.
Krstite se u ime Gospoda Isusa Krista.
God said repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I primit ćete dar Svetoga Duha.
And you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Dakle, pokajte se.
So, repent.
Ali mi ćemo pogledati samo za trenutak u Luterovo život, vlasnika petog crkvenog doba.
Let us look at Luther's life.
On je bio savršeno iskren.
He was perfectly honest.
Iskren do smrti.
Honest till death.
Kajao.
He was repenting.
Priznavao svoj greh.
Confessing his sins.
Ali nije mogao da nađe svoj mir.
But he could not find a peace.
Zato što te dve stvari treba spojiti. Because pokajanje.
We should connect those two things. Repentance.
I ispovedanje.
And confession in faith.
Drugim rečima, dođete pred Gospoda.
It means if you come to the Lord.
Gospode.
Lord.
Ja sam čovjek nečistih usana.
I'm a man with the dirty lips.
Ja sam lagao nekoga.
I lied to somebody.
Ja sam to priznao.
I confessed it.
Ja sam to ispravio.
I collected that.
I danas ja dolazim pred tebe i priznajem svoju grešku.
And today I'm coming before you and I am confessing my sin.
I nemojte nastavljati dalje sa ti.
And don't continue with that.
Kada priznate svoju slabost,
when you confess your sin,
priznajte i njegovo otkupljenje.
Confess also the redemption.
I rećete, ali ja verujem Gospode Isuse Hriste.
And you say also, I believe Lord Jesus Christ.
Da si ti platio cenu otkupljenja na krstu Golgote.
That you have paid the price on the Calvary.
Ja znam da si ti bio ranjen zbog moga mira.
I know that you were bruised because of our peace.
Ja znam da si ti bio u paklu umjesto mene.
I know that you were in the hell in my place.
Ja prihvatam tvoje oproštenje.
And I'm receiving your forgiveness. Result.
Jedno bez drugoga će biti nepotpuno.
One without the other is incomplete.
I potpuno bezuspešno.
And without any effect.
Dakle, danas mnogi ljudi ispovedaju vjeru.
So many people today confess their faith.
Ali ostaju bez rezultata.
And they are without any result.
Daću vam još jedan primjer koji vjerovatno i znate.
I'll give you one more example. I'm sure you know that.
Brat Braham je bio pod pritiskom.
Brat Braham was under the pressure.
Oko tih poreza koje je imao i znate tu priču.
About the taxes he had, you know the whole story.
I taj službenik ga je nazvao.
And the man from the government called him.
I brat Braham je bio toliko nervozan.
And he was so nervous.
Da je rekao svojoj supruzi Medi.
So, that he said to his wife Meda.
Odgovori tom službeniku, nisam kod kuće.
Tell him I'm not at home.
Meda ga je pogledala čudno.
Meda looked at him strangely.
I on je izašao napolje.
And he went out.
Da bi na neki način zamaskirao to.
So that he could somehow mask that.
I naveo je svoju suprugu na laž.
And he made his wife to say to lie.
I sljedeće noći.
And the next night.
On je trebao da se moli za jedno teško bolesno dete.
He was to pray for a very sick child.
I položio je ruke na njega.
And he laid his hands on him.
I Boži glas mu je rekao licemeru. Boži glas mu je rekao licemeru.
And the voice of God said to him, hypocrite.
Nisi dostojan to da uradiš.
You are not worthy to do that.
I on se osjećao tako osuđen.
And he felt so judged, condemned.
I rekao je.
Condemned. And he said,
Gospodo, gospodine.
Lord.
Ja moram nešto da ispravim.
Or sir, I have to correct something.
Otišao je.
He went.
Nazvao je tog službenika.
He called that man from the government.
Rekao je, ja sam vas prevario i slagao, bio sam u kući.
And he said, I told you lie, I was at home.
I molim vas da mi oprostite.
And please forgive me.
I otišao je na mjesto u Sabino Canyon gdje se uvijek molio.
And he went to the place, to the Sabino Canyon, where he prayed.
Green's Mill.
To the Green's Mill, where he prayed often.
Molio se, rekao je.
And he prayed and he told.
Gospode, oprosti mi ovaj greh.
Lord, forgive me this sin.
Tada ga je Boži mir ispunio.
And then the peace of the Lord filled
him. Imate pravo da prihvatite sve ono za što Isus umro za vas.
You have a right to receive everything that Jesus died for you.
Ali pre toga.
But before that.
Morate da se pokajete.
You have to repent.
Budete potpuno iskreni u tome.
And be really honest doing that.
I donesete rodove pokajanja.
And bring the fruits of the redemption. Repentance.
Inače ćemo biti razočarani.
Otherwise we are going to be sad at the end.
Dakle, nema prečice.
There's no shortcut.
Pokaj se.
Repent.
Krsti se.
Be baptized.
I primit ćeš.
And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Kada ispunite uslov pokajanja.
When you feel, when you satisfy the condition of repentance,
imate pravo na svaki otkupljujući blagoslov.
You have the right for every blessing.
Kako je brat Braham u sebi imao jednu korekciju?
So brat Braham in himself had a correction.
Jeste u Božjoj prisutnosti.
In the presence of the Lord.
Niko vam neće morati reći da grešite.
No one has to say you that you are sinning.
Propovednik neće morati da stavi ruku na vas ili da uperi prst u vas.
The preacher is not going to be preacher will not point to you.
Vi ćete to znati sami.
But you will know it by yourself.
I tada.
And then.
Kada ispunimo taj uslov.
When we do that condition.
Slavite Bogu.
Give glory to the Lord.
Prihvatite njegovo posvećenje.
Receive his sanctification.
Tada njegova sila u vašem životu postaje delotvorna.
And then his power in your life becomes effective.
Da li možda sada bolje razumete razlog zašto u određenim trenucima nema dovoljno sile Božije?
Do you understand now a little bit more the reason why sometimes there is no power of the Lord?
Ja i lično vjerujem i tu ću reći, bez obzira.
I believe and I'll tell it.
Kako bi se to moglo razumjeti?
No matter how you are going to understand it.
Da mnogi vjernici poruke treba da se pokaju.
That many believers of the message have to repent.
Ne zato što su učinili neki greh kao preljubali tako nešto.
Not because they did some sin like adultery or something like that.
Ali postoji nešto što je možda još opasnije u ovoj generaciji u kojoj mi živimo.
But there is something that's maybe more dangerous in this generation we are living in.
To je mladost.
That's the lukewarmness.
Amen. Jednim korakom u svetu.
With one step, one leg in the world.
Drugim u crkvi.
And the another in the church.
Amen. I prosto ne znate šta ljudima više godi.
And you don't know what the people like more.
I prorok je rekao.
The prophet said.
Ako jedan grešnik treba da se kaje.
If a sinner has to repent.
Jedan čovjek koji je ušao u formalni hrišćanski život.
A man who went to the formal Christian life.
Treba mnogo više da se kaje.
He has to repent much more.
Znate, nekada imate osjećaj da bi propovednici prosto gurnuli ljude.
Sometimes you have a feeling that preachers would throw the people.
I povikali, hej!
Say to them, hey.
Da li vidiš veličinu ovoga o čemu pričam?
Do you see the importance of the thing we are talking about?
Da li vidiš koliko je ovo nasljedstvo veliko?
Can you see the inheritance how big it is?
Da li vidiš koliko je ova stvar sveta?
Can you see how this thing is holy?
Da li vidiš koliko si privilegovan čovjek?
Can you see how much you are privileged?
Da li zaista veruješ kojim je čovjeku ili koje generacije ljudi je bilo obećano?
Do you really believe which generation was it promised?
Da neće vidjeti smrt.
That it will not see death.
Već da će preći u obnovu tela.
But that it is going to pass to the...
U trenutku, treptaj vok.
To the change of the body in one moment.
Čak je Isus rekao Petru, tamo gdje ja idem.
Also, Jesus also told Peter, there where I'm going.
Ti sada ne možeš ići.
You cannot go there now.
Ali na kraju našeg životnog puta.
But at the end of our living.
Mi ćemo otići iza te zavese.
We are going to go behind that curtain.
Imate osjećaj da bi propovednici nekada viknuli, pa šta je vama? Vidite li koliko je to velika stvar?
Sometimes you have a feeling that the preacher would want to cry, to say, what happened with you? Can you see how big it is, how great it is?
Ali osnovna kletva Laodikeji ovoga svog doba.
But the curse for Laodicea in this age.
Je upravo mlakost.
Is lukewarmness.
Mlak.
Lukewarm.
I Bog kaže da ste hladni.
Lord said, if you were cold.
Ja bih to čak poštovao.
I would respect it.
To je vaša odluka.
That would be your decision.
Da ste potpuno vatreni kako treba da budete, ja bih vas cenio.
If you would be a... with the fire, on the fire, I would respect, and that's the way you should be.
Ali kada imate ovakvu mlakost,
but when you are lukewarm like this,
ja ću vas izbljuvati iz svojih usta.
I will throw you out of my mouth.
Sad ću reći reč koju je prorok rekao, inače nikada ne bih rekao.
I'll speak now the word the prophet said, otherwise I would never say that.
Izbljuvat ću vas iz svojih usta zato što mi se gadi.
I will throw you out of my mouth because I am... because you are disgusting.
To je prorok rekao u crkvenim dobu.
Prophet said that in the church ages.
Možete li zamisliti kako se svemogući spasitelj osjeća kada gleda i vidi mlako stanje?
Can you imagine how the holy savior feels when he watches and when he saw the lukewarmness?
Možete li to zamisliti?
Can you imagine it?
To izaziva njegovog gađa.
That's disgusting to him.
Prorok je to uporedio i rekao.
Prophet compared it and said,
to je kao kada pijete mlaku vodu.
It's like when you drink lukewarm water.
Ona vas tera na povraćaj.
It makes you woman. Yeah.
Ona vas tera na povraćaj.
It makes you woman.
I ona kaže, mlak vernik.
And then he says, lukewarm believer.
Mora mnogo više da se kaje.
Has to repent much more.
Nego grešnik kada dogodi.
Than a sinner when he's coming to the Lord.
Znate, mi danas imamo izučavanje reči. Puno ljudi izučava reči, to treba da se desi.
You know, we have today a teaching of the word. Many people teach the word and it's okay.
I ako mogu da govorim čak i ljudima koji propovedaju, reći ću jednu stvar.
If I can also speak to the people that preach, I would like to tell.
Dok izučavate.
While you study.
i dok ne vidite slavu Božju u vašoj duši.
And while you can't see the glory of Lord in your soul,
Božja reč neće biti otvorena vam.
The word of the Lord will not be open to you.
Zato što se Božja reč ne otvara kroz mentalni napor.
And the reason is that the word of God does not open through the trying of the mind.
U Luci 24. glava,
in Luke 24,
kada su njihov razum bio otvoren da razumeju pismo,
when their mind was open to understand the scriptures,
pre toga su njihova srce gorela.
Before that, their hearts were burning.
I to nije emocija.
And that was not emotion.
To je stanje duše.
That's the state of the soul.
Reći ću vam na svom primjeru.
I will tell you on my example.
Desetine, možda i stotina puta.
Ten times or maybe 100 times.
Pročitao sam stih iz knjige Otkrivenja.
I read a verse from the Revelation.
U kome je Gospod Isus rekao.
In which the Lord Jesus said.
Za sebe.
For himself.
Bio sam mrtav.
I was dead.
Ali sam sada živ.
But now I'm alive.
Desetine i desetine puta sam ja to pročitao.
Times and times I read it. Many times.
Ali u jednom trenutku.
But in one moment.
Osjetio sam slavu Božju u svome srcu.
I felt the glory of the Lord in my heart.
Osjetio sam divljenje prema Gospodu.
I felt admiration to the Lord.
Gospode Isuse.
Lord Jesus.
Ti si bio mrtav.
You were dead.
Stavili su te u grob.
They put you in the grave.
Oplakali su te.
They wept for you.
Ožalili su te.
They were groaning.
Napustili su te.
They left you.
Održali su ti pogrebni govor, Gospode.
They held to you. They speak. When they were about you, when the funeral, they had a funeral speak.
Ti si zaista bio mrtav.
You really was dead.
Ali sada si živ.
But now you are alive.
Ti si tako slavna i veličanstvena osoba. Ti si jedini koji je bio u grobu i sada je tu.
You are so glorious. You are the only one that was in the grave and now is here.
I dok slava Božja ne zapali naše duše.
And until the glory of the Lord burns our soul.
Naše razumevanje neće biti otvoreno.
Our understanding is not going to be open.
I zato mi imamo toliko teologije da.
And that's the reason we have so much theological things today.
Jedan kaže ovo, drugi kaže ovo.
One says this, the other says that.
Sve su to činjenice, informacije.
All those things are the truths and facts and informations.
Ali dozvolimo da ta reč zapali našu dušu.
And let us that word to burn our soul.
Da naša duša gori.
So that our soul can burn.
Da vatra Pentakosta dođe u nas.
So that Pentecost of fire comes to us.
Čekajmo na Gospoda.
Let us wait on the Lord.
I pod tim pomazanjem mi ćemo biti promenjeni.
And under that anointing we are going to be changed.
Njihova srca su gorela.
Their hearts were burning.
Dok im je on putem tumačio pismo.
While he was talking to them and about scriptures during their walk.
Možete li zamisliti Isusa kao ozbiljnog profesora?
Can you imagine Jesus as a professor who was seriously?
To nije bila teološka škola.
That was not theological school.
To je bilo pomazanje Svetim Duhom.
That was the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Tada je njihovo duhovno razumevanje bilo otvoreno.
And then their spiritual understanding was opened.
I prorok kaže da li mu se dovoljno diviti?
Prophet says, do you adore him enough?
Da li ga obožavate?
Do you adore him?
Nemojte biti mlaki u vezi toga.
Don't be lukewarm.
Odvojite se od mladosti.
Separate from the lukewarmness.
Budite zapaljeni vatrom Božjom.
Be burnt with the fire of God. Be on fire.
Danima kojim dolazimo.
In the days that we are approaching.
Ljudi neće moći stajati.
People are not going to be able to stand.
Na dve strane.
On the two sides.
I zato sam rekao naša buduća duhovna iskustva.
That's why I told you about our future spiritual experiences.
Mlakost.
Lukewarmness.
Će prerasti u dosadu.
Will grow to boringness.
Ljudi će sedeti na službama.
People will sit on the services.
Misliti šta se događa na nekoj svetskoj utakmici, tribini ili ko zna čemu.
And they are going to think about what's happening on the some game or something else.
Jedva čekati da se službe završe.
They are going to wait for the end of the service.
Da bi mogli da se bave.
So that they could do.
Ne velikim grešnim stvari.
Not to do sins.
Nego banalnim stvarima svakodnevno.
But some simple things of the of the normal life.
Znate ko je to uradio u Bibliji?
Do you know who did it in the Bible?
Esau.
Esau.
I kada se pokajao,
and when he repented,
pismo kaže pokajanju više nije bilo mjesto.
Scripture says there was no more place for the redemption, for repentance.
Možete li zamisliti zašto je on prodao svoje prvorodstvo?
Can you imagine why did he sell his birthright?
Za jedan, samo jedan dobar.
For one good dinar.
Nemojte dozvoliti da ikada dođete u takvu duhovnu stanju.
Don't let yourself ever come to such kind of spiritual condition.
Mnoge stvari,
many things,
ne bih voleo, ali bih čak na izvestan način bio zadovoljniji da imam u svojoj crkvi.
I would not like, but maybe I would be more satisfied if I would have them in my church.
Neke stvari su očite.
Some things are visible.
Neko ima problem sa cigaretama.
Somebody has a problem with cigarettes.
Neko ima problem sa oblačenjem.
Somebody has a problem with dressing.
Možda neki novi vernik ili čovjek koji se obraća ima problem sa alkoholom.
Maybe some new believer or man who just repented has a problem with alcohol.
A i zapamtite, odvojite se od mlakosti Laodikeje.
But remember, separate from the lukewarmness of Laodicea.
I to je ono što imam da vam kažem večeras.
And that's the thing that I have to say this evening.
Budite u pokajanju.
Be in repentance.
Ako u sebi osjetite tragove mlakosti,
if you feel in yourself the lukewarmness,
molite se ozbiljnije nego onoga dana kada ste poverovali u Gospoda Isusa
Hrista. Pray with more seriousness than those days when you received the Lord Jesus Christ.
Budite ozbiljniji u toj molitvi nego tada.
Be more sincere in that prayer than the prayer before.
Prorok je rekao u crkvenim dobima,
prophet said in the church ages,
to pokajanje mora biti brzo i efikasno.
The repentance has to be quick and with effect.
Nemojte dozvoliti da postanete slepi.
Don't let you become blind.
Nemojte dozvoliti da se bavite tričavim stvarima svakodnevice.
Don't let you do the things, everyday things.
I da zaboravite na veličinu obećanja.
And to forget the greatness of the promise.
Ako imate tragove toga u svojoj duši, pokajte se odmah.
If you have that in your soul, repent, repent now.
I prorok je rekao, ako budete savršeno ozbiljni u tome,
the prophet said, if you be perfectly honest doing that,
on će vratiti svoju slavu nazad.
He will return his glory back.
Amen. Vrlo ozbiljno stanje.
Stay, be really seriously.
Vrlo ozbiljno vreme.
And this is the seriously time.
Mi smo uradili velike stvari.
We have done a great things.
Ja vas mogu i danas pohvaliti za te stvari.
I can pohvaliti. I can say good things about that for you now.
Napustili smo denominacije.
We left the denominations.
Krstili smo ime Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
We baptized ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ.
Braće i sestre se oblače onako kako dolikuje hrišćanima i hrišćankama.
Brothers and sisters are dressing the way they should.
Znate?
But you know,
to su prošla duhovna iskustva.
Those things are the former spiritual experiences.
Jednom mi smo se suočavali sa izazovima prošlosti.
Sometimes those things were great challenges.
I bili smo pobednici.
And we became the overcomers.
Ali postoji izazov sadašnjosti.
But there is a challenge now.
Formalizam i mlakoća Laodikeje.
And that is the lukewarmness and formal things of Laodicea.
Vi ste danas na duhovnom testu.
You are today tested spiritually.
Vaše današnje duhovno iskustvo.
Your spiritual experience of this day
je da procenite.
Is to judge.
Da stavite na sud, na vagu.
Is to look, to measure, to judge.
Da li vredi?
Is it worthy?
Da li više vredi?
Which thing is more worthy?
Jedan dobar ručak?
One dinner?
Ili obećanje uznesen?
Or the promise of the rapture?
Budite veoma ozbiljni u vezi tih stvari.
And be very serious about those things.
Laodikeja je prevarljivo vre.
Laodicea is deceitful age.
I moramo biti veoma oprezni u vezi načina na koji duh Laodikeje deluje.
And we have to be really careful about the way that spirit of Laodicea works.
Abraham je govorio o Jakovu jezovu.
But Abraham was speaking.
U ljudskom pogledu.
Looking the way the man looks,
Esav je bio bolji čovjek od njega.
Esau was much better man than Jacob.
Pazite, Ezav je ljudima izgledao kao bolji čovjek od Jakova.
Esau looked to the man much better than Jacob, like better man.
Ali Bog,
but Lord,
je mrzeo Ezav.
Hated Esau. Esau.
Zato što je bio mlad.
Because he was lukewarm.
U vezi obećanja prvorodstva.
Concerning the promise of the firstborn.
Vama je predato veliko obećanje.
You have received a big promise.
Vi imate pravo na uznesen.
You have a right for the rapture.
Vi imate pravo na promjenu tela.
You have a right for the change of your body.
Bog vas poziva na to.
Lord is calling you for that.
Ali znate, brat je govorio, brat Gerd je govorio o tome i to će biti završna stvar koju će vam reći večeras.
But Gerd was talking about that and Bog, that's going to be the last thing I'm going to say this evening.
Bog želi vidjeti koliko ste iskreni u vezi toga.
God wants to see how honest you are about that.
Govorio je o posvećenju.
He was talking about sanctification.
I rekao je ono što je Abraham rekao.
And he said the thing that Brother Abraham said.
Mladi vernici idu tim legalističkim putem.
The young believers go by those legalistic way.
Pokušavaju da poboljšaju sebe.
They try to make themselves better.
Oni to ne mogu uraditi.
But they cannot do that.
Ali Bog želi da vidi njihovu iskrenost.
But God wants to see if they are honest.
Budite iskreni sa Bogom i sa sobom.
Be honest with God and with yourself.
Vama je predato sveto obećanje uznesenja.
You have received the sacred promise of the rapture.
Vaš odnos prema tome je veoma veoma važan.
And your attitude towards that is very very important.
Vidite, Ezav je bio potpuno ubeđen da je sve u redu.
Esau was sure that everything is okay.
Sve u redu.
Everything's okay.
Ja imam pravo prvorodstva i nikom mi ga ne može oduzeti.
I have a birthright and nobody can take it from me.
Nikakav Jakob.
No Jacob.
Ni moja majka koja je na njegovoj strani.
Not even my mother which takes his side.
Bog je meni dao obećanje.
God gave a promise to me.
Ali ga je on izgubio.
And he lost it.
Zbog svoje mladosti.
Because of his lukewarmness.
Neka vas Bog blagoslovi i potpuno verujem da nikada nećemo niko od nas biti u takvom duhovnom stanju.
May the Lord bless you and I'm sure that nobody of us will never be in that state. We may stand up.
Zaćemo. Nebeski Otče.
Heavenly Father.
Dragi Gospode.
Dear Lord.
Otče nebeski.
Heavenly Father.
Možda su malo ljudi iznenađeni rečima koje sam izgovorio.
Maybe people are surprised with the words I was.
To ono što sam osjećao da trebam da bude rečeno večeras.
But I felt that those words I should tell this evening.
Otče nebeski, verujem.
Heavenly Father, I believe.
Da dolazimo danas pred tebe.
That we are coming today before you.
U dubini iskrenosti.
Deeply sincere.
Onako kako je prorok rekao, nazad ka dubinama iskrenosti.
The way the prophet said, back to the deep sincerity.
Otče nebeski, nemoj dozvoliti.
Heavenly Father, don't let
da se mlakost Laodikeje.
That don't let the lukewarmness of Laodicea
nađi ni u jednom verniku koji je danas pred tobom.
To be found in no single believer that's here today before you.
Neka vatra Svetoga Duha dođe na nas.
May the fire of the Holy Spirit comes to us.
Neka vatra Pentakosta dođe na nas.
May the fire of Pentecost.
Neka isti Sveti Duh koji je došao u gornju sobu sada dođe na nas.
May the same Holy Spirit that was in the upper room come.
Neka isto pomazanje koje je došlo u tu sobu bude danas sa nama.
May the same anointing that was there comes to us.
Neka naše duše budu zapaljene baš kao što su bile zapaljene duše učenika na dan Pentecost.
May our soul be on fire the same way that was the souls of disciples.
Neka vatra ljubavi gori u nama.
May the fire of love be in us.
I neka svaka mlakost Laodikeje nestane jednom za ovek.
May every lukewarmness goes forever.
Otče nebeski, mi predajemo službu.
Heavenly Father, we are surrendering this service.
I našu živote u Tvoje ruke, u ime Gospoda Isusa.
And our lives also in your hands, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Kao što reč Božja kaže, čak i kada Gospod kara,
pravednika, to je kao ulje, pomazanje koje se sliva sa njegove glave i to je istina. Amen? I tako, reč Božja kaže da neće više morati govoriti brat bratu, poznaj Gospoda kao što je brat napomenuo, već ako ste stvarno dete Bože, vi ćete osjećati u vašoj unutrašnjosti, ovo meni Bog govori, ja treba da se pozabavim sa ovim stvarima. Ja sam ostavio nedovršene poslove, ja sam ostavio neke stvari nedorečene, ja sam pokušao da izbjegnem i da se suočim sa stvarima. I vidite, ako je to Bog vama govorio, onda nemojte oklevati jer možda nećete imati više drugu šansu. Razumijem. I tako, hvala Bogu za dobru reč. I kao što je brat rekao, mi ne moramo ostati u to stanju ako smo se zatekli. Zato što, kao što je brat rekao, što njega toliko dotaklo, zato što je Isus Krist jednom umro, ali je uskrsnuo. I zato što je grob sada prazan. Amen. Ete, zato Bog čak i kada kara, kada ispravlja, on nas ne ostavlja tako, nego on uvijek pokazuje prstom na prazan grob. Da postoji pobjeda. Amen. I uvijek se toga setite. Bog vas ljubi. On želi da budete pobjednici, jer pobjednici će biti nagrađeni iz svakog crkvenog doma. Amen. Možemo pratiti do pet, možete sesti. Čuj, grob je sada prazan. Znači tu, čuj grob.
Oh,
Aleluja. Hvala Bogu što nisi juče danas izdao lek, amen. Aleluja. Šta više reći, samo amen na kraju, zato što je to najbolja stvar. I neka ostane sve u našim srcima. Sjećate se u Bibliji piše kada Isus govorio, ljudi su se čudili, ali kaže Marija je sve te reči složila u svoje srce. Da tako? I mi smo kao Marija. Mi želimo sve te reči što smo čuli složiti u naše srce. Amen. I neka vas Gospod Isus blagoslovi, toliko je dobro me rečeno, skoro da bi mogu da završim kamp sada. Ali dobro, doći ćemo još jedno sutra na službe. Neka vas Gospod Isus blagoslovi, jako mi je drago što ste tako otvorenog srca i što ste pratili reč Božju. Ja verujem da je inspiracija bila prava i da je i brat osjećao da neko povlači iz njega sve te stvari. To je bilo savršeno. On nije imao ni jedan citat, da li ste vidjeli, on je imao samo Bibliju, tako je?
Amen.
Ja vjerujem da je to bio Sveti Duh.
Amen.
Neka vas Gospod Isus blagoslovi, službi se završi.
On je spasitelj, tvoje
Come on in.